Hi guys, just a quick podcast for you today on error. So we're going to look at error, the word error. We're going to look at shigaga. Error is a mistake. It is, even if it's unintentional or even through ignorance, it means to go astray, and it's sin. And sin, we know, cuts us off from God. And at the moment, many are in error, usually through ignorance, usually through pride, sometimes just unintentional because they've been deceived. And it doesn't matter where it comes from. Error is error, and it means if you're wrong, then you're not in truth, you're not righteous, you have missed it. 1 Corinthians 14:21, it says, "It is written in the law, by men of strange languages and by the lips of foreigners will I speak to this people, and not even then will they listen to me, says the Lord." Says it in Isaiah 28:11. "No, but the Lord will teach the rebels in a more humiliating way, by men with stammering lips and another tongue, and he will speak to this people," says Isaiah, "and teach them his lessons." Stammering there is mocking. And 2 Peter 3:17. "You therefore, beloved, since you know this beforehand, beware lest you also fall from your own steadfastness, being led away with error of the wicked." Error is a wandering, a straying from orthodoxy, fraudulence, subjectivity, and delusion. Subjectivity is seeing it from the perspective you want to see it from, rather than seeing it from Christ's perspective, which is the right way, right? So if you have a subjective perception or a subjective theology even, you're in error. And we want to try to become, relevant in a way where we're becoming subjective to error. And it's destroying the body of Christ through plain ignorance. And there's no excuse, really. It's ridiculous. So we're going to look here and read. From Proverbs 1:20, "Wisdom calls aloud outside, and she raises her voice in the open squares, and she cries out in the chief concourses, at the openings of the gates in the city, and she speaks her words. How long, you simple ones, will you love simplicity? For scorners delight in their scorning, and fools hate knowledge. Turn at my rebuke. Surely I will pour out my spirit on you. I will make my words known to you, because I have called you, and you refused. I have stretched out my hand and no one regarded, because you disdained all my counsel and would have none of my rebuke. I will also laugh at your calamity. I will mock when your terror comes. And when your terror comes like a storm and your destruction comes like a whirlwind, when distress and anguish come upon you, then they will call on me, but I will not answer. And they will seek me diligently, but they will not find me, because they hated knowledge. And they did not choose to fear. They did not choose the fear of the Lord. They would have none of my counsel and despise my every rebuke. Therefore, they shall eat the fruit of their own way and be filled to the full with their own fancies. For the turning away of the simple will slay them, and the complacency of fools will destroy them. And the complacency of fools will destroy them. And whoever listens to me will dwell safe, but whoever listens to me will dwell safely and will be secure without fear of evil." Without fear of evil. Why? Because they fear the Lord. Right? They know the Lord. They have knowledge. Matthew 16:23. Jesus turned and he said to Peter, "Get behind me, Satan. You are a stumbling block to me. You do not have in mind the concerns of God, but merely human concerns." Yeah, that's a strong rebuke. Peter, the one who loved Jesus the most, was rebuked by Jesus because he went into his soul. Jesus had to go to the cross. Peter didn't want him. "No, Lord, no, you're not going to go. I won't let that happen." Peter went straight into his emotion. He went straight into the way he was feeling. It was making him feel sad. He was going to have to suffer because the one he loved was going to die. And he didn't want to feel pain. He didn't want to feel sad. He didn't want to be without Jesus. And so he would try to stop Jesus. He tried to make Jesus feel sorry for him. He tried to make Jesus not do the will of God, not go to the cross, because Peter couldn't deal with it. He didn't want to have to deal with that. That hurt him. And we have that problem everywhere in the church today. It's pathetic. It really is. You see leaders all over the place submitting to the members of the church. Most of the people coming into the church are full of sin. They're full of wickedness. Most of them, even if they've been in there for 20 years, are still full of it because they've never been corrected, because they won't allow themselves to be corrected. And the leaders that keep coming up let them sit there and get away with it rather than rebuke them and kick them out. And if they let them sit there, they're permeating the entire church. It's correction. And you do it with love, but you don't back down, right? You don't back away. Leaders, they're being deceived into error. Because they stray from orthodoxy. They've got no anchor for their soul. And they don't rebuke their disciples or the natural person. And they become those people become a stumbling block to them. Human concerns are rebuked, they're not petted. Spare the rod, which is correction, and spoil the child, right? Hate your mother and father. Those are the commands to avoid you being pulled into the soul of somebody who's in error. We'll read from James, because obviously people don't read their Bibles. Because if you did, you wouldn't be so messed up. And it is the truth. Anyhow, Matthew, no, who? James. I knew that. Yep. James 3:13. "Who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. This wisdom does not descend from above, but is earthly, sensual and demonic." No, it plays to the feelings, sensual. "For where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure and then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield." It's willing to yield. "It's full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. Now the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. And where do wars and fights come from among you? Do they not come from your desires for pleasures that war in your members?" That war in your members. Members are the body, right? All the parts of the body, all the people. They war against their desires and they try to get you to submit to please their desire because they haven't had their mind renewed. Their minds are not renewed. So you do not, have the mind, the concerns of God, Jesus says in Matthew 6:23. You do not have the mind of Christ. You don't have the mind of God. Your mind has not been renewed. So therefore, you're more concerned about your human problems, your human concerns. This is why the church is absolutely full of teachings on how to deal with the human nature. Because everybody's got these human desires and nobody's dealing with the spirit because they're not in the word. They've lost the word. They've strayed from orthodoxy. And now they're full of the world. Trying to make everything kind, nice and loving, it's not how you bring people into correction and order. That's demonic and it wars against the spirit, the ways of the spirit, right? For the desires of the flesh are against the spirit and the spirit is contrary to the flesh. They are in conflict with each other so that you are not to do whatever you want, right? The spirit and the flesh, they war against each other. Galatians 5:17. The flesh wants to do one thing, which is the desires and the feelings. It's all the sensual, the demonic. It's the fallen nature. It wants to do something. Everyone comes in with a fallen nature. The leaders are meant to be spiritual, or you shouldn't be a leader. You should that earthly and demonic and fallen nature needs to be renewed. It's not about trying to now satisfy the flesh and dress it up to look like we're spiritual because we're still down here and we still have to live on the earth and all those other excuses you hear. No, you haven't done it. You haven't got your mind renewed and you're leading a body of people who need their minds renewed, but they aren't being shown how to get that done. Because as a leader, that's your responsibility and it's not about having... It's not about having all your theology correct. You need theology, but it's about getting your mind completely renewed by the Word of God, right? By the Spirit of God, being completely sanctified and fully consecrated, not living for yourself anymore. You don't care about what your mum and dad think or say, but most people they do. Why? Mum and dad don't want to get their minds renewed. Mum and dad are still full of pride, right? They're absolutely full of pride and you don't want to offend them because you want to try and honor mum and dad. But no, rebuke them, get rid of them because they're wrong. Most of this generation need to disciple their mothers and fathers because they went the way of the world. They're full of sin themselves, right? But keeping them just because you need them for something, that's all demonic. It's demonic. And people don't want to face it. They're full of pride. They don't want to face the error of their way. They don't want to have to change. They don't want to have to admit that they're wrong. It's humiliating. But that's what he says, right? That's what he says in Isaiah. He says, no, but the Lord will teach the rebels in a more humiliating way by men with stammering lips and mocking lips. They'll mock your sin. They'll mock your terror. They'll mock it because how else do you get through to pride? And another, he will speak to these people, right, and he will teach them their lesson. That's what it says. It's the Bible. We allow all types of filth in our meetings to keep from offending people. You feel their little souls. You know, you feel people's souls come at you. They try to hook into you and they want to get you to feel sorry for them. They want you to go easy on them. They don't want to feel embarrassed. They don't want to feel bad about their sin. So you feel their little souls come. And if you're not fortified in your Father, those souls will sway you and lead you the way of the wicked. They will lead you into error. Because you have been pulled out just because of that soul that you've allowed. This is a lead. Jesus was the perfect example of how to lead. Even his best friend, the one he loved with all his heart, was right there. And he tried to pull him out. He rebuked him and said, no, I rebuke you, Satan. So this is why we see such a perishing world, right? It doesn't matter who it is, mum, dad, you remain true to the word and not them or their pride. We see this perishing world because nobody has been corrected. Everybody's just allowing everything to go on and nobody wants to offend anybody. Nobody wants to tell the truth in case it hurts people's feelings people are like, don't do this and don't answer, you know. It's not, I mean, the political correctness and that, it's ridiculous, but it's just basics for the word. Like, get back to the basics, which is the gospel is an offence. It offends, it's an offence, right? It's not a feel-good gospel. It's a gospel that comes at you and tells you, hey, everything you thought and did and are is wrong. But who can preach that? If you preach something like that, you're not going to have many people want to come. That's the whole point. Well, that's it. I've got it here, but I'm... You got to get your mind renewed. That's the only way anything's going to change. And accept correction. He says, though, he says, would we just read it in Proverbs? And it's good. He's like, I will make my words known to you because I have called and you refuse. But he says, the complacency of fools will destroy them. Whoever listens to me will dwell safely and we will be secure without fear of evil. So are you paranoid? Are you fearful? Then you don't know the Lord. Does evil have its way with you? Then there's error there. Where did I read that? Being led away with the error of the wicked. So be wise, get wisdom, get understanding above all things. Rebuke the wickedness. And know the Lord. Amen.